Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's check in with Jen Sabella from Block Club Chicago and talk about those honorary Chicago street signs. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, so I'm sure all of you have seen some brown street signs in your neighborhood, and you may not know the person who is featured on that sign. Linda Zabors, she thought the same thing. She's a Lakeview resident, and she decided to create a book and website where she rounds up some biographies on the people who have honorary street signs in the city. And she also has this website where you can nominate, you can find out how to nominate someone for a street sign. The cool thing about this is you don't need to be famous. You don't need to be like President Lincoln, who has, I think, 7 street signs in Chicago alone, honorary signs. But you can be somebody who does some work in your community and just do something good, or just be somebody who is a community fixture, and you can have a street sign named after you. So she said she really loves it because it tells stories of ordinary people who do extraordinary things, and we at Block Club love those stories. So if you go to her website, honorarychicago.com, it rounds up some of these people, and she is working on filling it back all the way to when honorary street signs began. Right now it goes to 2014.
That's a good idea. But didn't I hear that they changed the rules so you have to be dead to have one of those honorary street signs now?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah. There's all the details on her website, but yeah, they kind of reined it in because they were getting a lot of nominations.
And as far as getting that book, do you go to the website for the info on that?
Yes, you can go to blockclubchicago.org, and we have a link to where to get the book.
Okay, now then, about that float down the Chicago River this weekend. That sounds good. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so years ago, you probably wouldn't want to float down the Chicago River. It was pretty gross. But over the past few years, a lot of community groups and river groups have worked to, Friends of the Chicago River specifically, have worked to really clean up the river. So now it's in good enough shape where people are game to get on a floaty and do a float down the river. And they're doing that Sunday. It's the first ever city river float. And at 12:30 p.m., floaters younger than 18 can come with a parent or guardian. You can bring your deflated float to 3400 North Rockwell, and they'll blow it up for you. And it's just a summer float party. You can float around. A lot of people wear, they're mostly, if you look at the photos on our website, they're in floats that most of their body are not in the water, but they are, they can dip their feet in, or they're in a kayak, and it looks really fun.
Well, it should be a nice weekend for it, too. We'll get up into the 80s and no rain in the forecast. And finally, the West Side Smokehouse that needs some help. What are they looking for?
This is such a cool spot. It's called Fifth Avenue Smokers. And aside from being a great community resource, people really love the barbecue there. It's open in a shipping container on the West Side at 712 South Kildare. And it's an apprenticeship program for kids out of the West Side. So the owner is a volunteer. He has a lot of community work, and he teaches kids how to cook, how to run a business, how to grow herbs in the garden surrounding the smoke shop. Somebody stole their generators, so they're unable to operate at the moment. They are accepting donations. You can go to our website, blockclubchicago.org, and find out how to give them some help so they can open up again and get these kids back to work and open up, get some delicious ribs for Westsiders.
Yeah, that sounds good. Thank you, Jen. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob.